We now continue, people of God, confessing what we believe through the Heidelberg Catechism. Question 69. How is it signified and sealed unto thee in holy baptism that thou hast part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Thus, that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined therewith this promise, that I am washed with his blood and his spirit from pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water, whereby commonly the filthiness of the body is taken away. Number 70. What is it to be washed with the blood and the spirit of Christ? It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us in his sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ, that so we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. And finally, where has Christ promised that we are as certainly washed with his blood and his spirit as with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth shall be damned." This promise is also repeated where Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sin. The sacraments, and in this case, the sacrament of baptism, speak to us of Christ's sacrifice, of his blood, which he shed for us, and the forgiveness of sin that we obtain by grace through his perfect sacrifice, but also reminds us that we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. So the sacraments point to Christ, his grace, his perfect work, and also they point to his holiness that is given to us. And we are exhorted throughout the Scriptures to live a holy life in this world, to give a good testimony to people around us. But we cannot do that unless we are in union with Jesus Christ. Amen.